The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Wednesday, November 9th. We're breaking down the results from some key midterm races across the country, even as control of Congress is still up in the air. Also, a major scientific report details how climate change could impact American life, just as people in the Southeast prepare for another hurricane. Plus, a big shakeup in the cryptocurrency world, another major social media company doing some downsizing, new changes to the popular Wordle game, and how Netflix is hoping to make it even easier for people to cut the cord and drop cable. Those stories and more news in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. On this morning after Election Day, it seems it's still too early to know which political party will have control in Congress. The majorities in both the House and Senate are still up for grabs, and the outcome will set the political agenda on Capitol Hill for at least the next 2 years. The party in power almost always suffers losses in midterm elections, and polls this year had suggested a so-called red wave. But so far, Democrats are looking better than expected. In one closely watched race for Senate, Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, a Democrat who faced some concerns about his health since he had suffered a stroke, is projected to defeat Republican and celebrity doctor Mehmet Oz. Democrats also held on to Senate seats in New Hampshire and Colorado, whereas Republicans won Senate races in Ohio, Florida, and North Carolina. But another key race for Senate is still too close to call. In Georgia, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock is still locked in a tight race with Republican Herschel Walker. If neither candidate can get more than 50% of the vote, the race will head for a runoff next month. As for governor's races around the country, some incumbents did well. Two of the nation's most prominent Republican governors sailed to victory again. Florida's Ron DeSantis even turned Miami-Dade County Republican for the first time in 2 decades. And Governor Greg Abbott in Texas secured a third term, defeating Democrat Beto O'Rourke. Also, the GOP governor in Georgia, Brian Kemp, won re-election, once again defeating Stacey Abrams. In the nation's most populous state, another incumbent, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom, easily won a second term in California. There are also several firsts to tell you about from both parties. Arkansas, Massachusetts, and New York elected female governors for the first time. Also, Maryland elected its first Black governor, Wes Moore. Remember, it is normal not to know every result immediately. We'll keep you updated. The federal government says there has not been any evidence of widespread problems with ballots or voter intimidation reported on Election Day, but there were some hiccups here and there. For example, Maricopa County, Arizona, dealt with technical glitches at about 60 voting centers. The machines were not accepting some completed ballots. Once officials figured out the issue, they fixed it and promised no one was denied their vote. Still, some people on social media, including former President Trump, questioned whether it happened on purpose as a way to silence Republicans. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency says there is no sign of that being the case. Another issue that's gotten a lot of attention, in Pennsylvania, thousands of mail-in ballots were missing a date or included an incorrect date on the outside envelope. And a recent ruling from the state Supreme Court said those should not be counted. So voters who got their ballots flagged had to show up in person on Election Day to get replacements. But not everyone did so. So at least one lawsuit was filed over it, saying the state was imposing an unnecessary hurdle on voters. We'll have to see how that's sorted out in court. Tropical Storm Nicole is getting stronger as it barrels toward Florida's east coast, and it's expected to become a hurricane soon, making it the first November hurricane to strike the U.S. in nearly 40 years. Hurricane warnings are now in effect for millions of people in Florida, from Boca Raton to north of Daytona Beach. And heavy rain and flooding could end up impacting people who live inland, too. Thousands have started to evacuate, while others are hunkering down. Many schools have already canceled classes, including the University of Central Florida. The busy Orlando International Airport is going to close this afternoon, as well as other smaller airports in the area. And next week's NASA Moon rocket launch was pushed back a couple of days. For now, the storm is on track to hit the Bahamas first, then the Florida coast early tomorrow morning, with torrential rains and strong winds. After that, it could end up impacting a lot of the southeastern coastline from Florida to North Carolina. To be clear, this storm is not expected to be nearly as bad as Hurricane Ian was back in September. But meteorologists are saying that Nicole could still cause damage and impact a lot of people. A new assessment is laying out a pretty grim picture for the future if the U.S. does not act faster to address climate change. It's a draft of a major federal report from a range of government scientists and outside experts. It includes what the New York Times calls the most detailed look yet at the consequences of global warming for the United States. The draft report says, quote, "The things Americans value most are at risk." And that's the case in every region of the country. Specifically, it says the U.S. could face big disruptions to farms and fisheries that drive up food prices, that water supplies could become less reliable, and millions of Americans could be displaced by disasters. But all hope is not lost. Many sections of the report lay out dozens of strategies that states and cities can take to adapt to climate change and avoid the worst-case scenario. For example, incorporating stronger building codes or techniques to conserve water. But scientists say every state in the country needs to act fast since it takes time for lower emissions to have an impact on the climate. This draft report is still going through a scientific peer review and public comment. It will be finalized next year. All right, we have more news coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. I'm in a season of life right now where I don't really have time to plan the perfect outfits for every holiday gathering coming up. But of course, I still want to feel and look good. So that's why this holiday season, I will be turning to the tried and true brand, Rothy's. I already know Rothy's has a ton of chic styles to choose from, and all of their shoes are super comfortable right out of the box. Their customer service is always on point as well, and their mission matters. I love knowing that all of my Rothy's shoes were sustainably made with their signature thread repurposed from single-use plastic bottles. Plus, Rothy's just released the coziest merino wool slippers, which at this point I can't decide if I should get them for myself, buy them as a gift, or both. Oh, and if you don't already know, Rothy's are made to last. All of their products are machine washable, which means they'll keep looking great through the new year and well beyond. Get stylish shoes versatile and durable enough to wear all the time with Rothy's. And get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's rothys.com/newsworthy. It's official now. Not only did the Powerball jackpot surpass $2 billion for the first time ever, but also there's finally a winner. After 3 months and 40 drawings, someone finally matched all six of the numbers in the last Powerball drawing. We don't know who won the historic prize, but the single winning ticket was sold to someone in Southern California, specifically in the city of Altadena, just northeast of Los Angeles. A local convenience store there called Joe's Service Center sold the lucky ticket and therefore gets $1 million as a bonus. Facebook and Instagram's parent company called Meta is expected to make major layoffs starting today. It's not clear yet just how many people could lose their jobs, but the Wall Street Journal reports employees are expected to be notified at some point today. And in a meeting, CEO Mark Zuckerberg reportedly told managers there would be broad cuts company-wide. Currently, Meta has more than 87,000 employees on its payroll. One report says the cuts are expected to total many thousands and be the largest of the year so far in the tech industry. Zuckerberg took the blame, saying he was overly optimistic about Meta's growth and hired more people than they need right now. In an unexpected move shaking up the crypto world, it looks like the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange, Binance, is going to buy and bail out its top rival, FTX. And that's significant because FTX was seen as a leader in the industry. Its CEO had become a familiar face. He even helped prop up other failing firms to help the industry in the past. Now it seems it's him and his company that needs the help. It was actually Binance who said it would sell all of its holdings of FTX's token because of concerns about its financial stability. And, well, that caused other FTX customers to pull a lot of crypto out of FTX, $1.4 billion worth. And now Binance is swooping in to take over. FTX lost 85% of its value. If you're a fan of the popular word-guessing game Wordle, a few changes are coming. For those who don't know, Wordle is an online game where players have six chances to guess a five-letter word. It blew up in popularity over the last year. Well, the New York Times now owns it and says they hired a dedicated editor who will be in charge of making some tweaks. For example, one change players might notice are the words themselves. Wordle will now use a specific word list put together by the Times instead of by the game's original creator. So that means starting now, plural words where the S or ES at the end make it a five-letter word are never going to be the answer. Despite the changes, Wordle's owners are promising the game will stay accessible, lively, varied, and most of all, fun. If you've been looking for a new way to watch live sports, Netflix could soon be an option. The Wall Street Journal and Deadline are reporting Netflix has been in discussions to air various tennis tournaments and to buy the rights to the World Surf League, although none have actually worked out at this point. If you're wondering why not other larger sports like the NFL, the NBA, the Olympics, and more, well, most of those sports are already locked up in long-term deals. And the Journal reports Netflix may like lower-profile sports leagues for now because they would cost a lot less to get the rights. From live sports to live TV, NBC Universal's Peacock is adding local NBC stations to their offerings. Simply put, it's everything that you'd see airing on the station normally on cable or through an antenna. The live TV service is available to Peacock subscribers who pay for the Premium Plus plan. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, thanks to our sponsor. Just because two things are kind of the same doesn't mean they're actually the same thing. There can be a huge variety in quality. And that's true for whether we're talking about the little things in life, like choosing which place to get sushi from or what pair of jeans to buy, or the bigger decisions, like what doctor to trust. With ZocDoc, you can find the right doctor for you, helping to find one that makes sure you feel heard and are truly taken care of. And ZocDoc will help make sure the doctor is also in-network and in your neighborhood. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Yes, read verified patient reviews from real people who made real appointments. Now, when you walk into that doctor's office, you'll hopefully be set to see someone in your network who gets you. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, so simply go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. So you may have heard of the practice of some workers quiet quitting. We've even talked about it here on the show before. It's a term referring to workers who pretty much stop caring about their jobs. They do less and less work and do the bare minimum to get a paycheck. But what about quiet firing? Apparently, this is a trend now too. It refers to a process where employers make working conditions pretty miserable in the hopes that the employee will choose to leave on their own instead of being fired. The Harvard Business Review reports some research shows more businesses seem to be doing this in the hopes of avoiding the financial, legal, and psychological costs that can come with laying people off or firing them. So what are some warning signs of so-called quiet firing? Things like demotions, changing responsibilities, pay cuts, worse hours, adding more work, pretty much everything that might make someone unhappy and think of quitting. If you believe this is happening to you, business analysts suggest several steps. Here are a few of them. Get up to speed on your company's rules and policies, then document your accomplishments as well as any ways you're being mistreated. Openly communicate with your supervisor, get legal help if you have to, and/or even consider quietly quitting. All right, thank you so much for joining us as part of your daily routine. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.